Unit 4. Out of the blue. 4F. Exercises 1 and 2, page 35.
Good evening. This is Channel 4 News, bringing you the latest stories from around the world. Tonight, we have a special report on a dramatic rescue that happened after a powerful earthquake that took place earlier today in a mountain village of 50 residents in northern Greece. The earthquake struck the region just after midday, causing great cracks in the earth and destruction to a number of buildings and roads. The effect was so strong that it also set off a huge landslide that buried several homes and covered the playground of a local school. The search for survivors among the piles of earth and rock has been ongoing since the emergency services arrived. We are hearing that rescue workers have rescued 22 people so far. Among the survivors are 20 young primary school students and two teachers that had been trapped inside the school during the landslide. According to the students, they had been playing outside when the earthquake hit without warning. After the ground had stopped shaking, they saw the landslide rolling down the hill and ran inside to safety. Fortunately, they made it back into the classroom where they hid under their desks. The landslide blocked the school entrance and unfortunately they couldn't escape. One of the teachers reported that he immediately called the emergency services and told them that they were inside the school building with no way out. It took the rescue team more than 3 hours to reach the remote village because a lot of the roads were affected by the landslide. Once they had finally arrived at the school, they started clearing the area, which proved to be quite a challenge since there were huge piles of mud and rocks. They finally managed to get the students and their teachers out after a rescue operation of 6 hours. Firefighters and rescue teams are still searching for the remaining 28 people under the collapsed buildings and are hoping to find them alive. Thankfully, the school children and their teachers have been rushed to hospital by helicopter, where they are getting the necessary medical attention. We should also mention that several charitable organizations are already offering their help by collecting food, water, and clothes, and will also provide temporary shelter to the survivors until they get back on their feet. This news has shocked the public because it happened so unexpectedly. Even though the region has experienced minor earthquakes in previous years, a massive earthquake like this one hasn't occurred for more than 30 years. We'll keep you updated on any new information that comes up. At this time, we are just hoping that there are no victims. Now on to our next report coming live from...